Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Bennington, Vermont. This talk, delivered on Sunday, November 10th, 2024, is by the Reverend Barbara Threat on the topic of The Sidewalk Leading Home.
Well, it's been quite a week. Not what most of us hoped for, and I at least have felt a very wide range of emotions. Not quite shocked at the results of Tuesday's elections in terms of the Electoral College, but a whole host of emotions at the numbers of who voted for whom. Fear for what might be coming. Hope for what might be coming or averted. Relief that the elections are at least over and I'll stop being assaulted by political ads. Gladness at the results of some of the races and deep despair at others. My heart feels very heavy and my mind is reeling, and I know that that's true for many of us. I also know that life and this church and our country will go on somehow. My sermon in Rutland last Sunday was entitled Walking on the Razor's Edge, and it was about the anguish of uncertainty, of not knowing what might be coming and how to prepare for it. At least now we have an inkling of what the next few years might bring. One of the poems I used in last week's sermon seems especially appropriate today. It's written by UU poet Patrick Murfin. He says, "In the deepest cave where no light seeps, where cold and damp prevail, recall your blessings. Among the blind albinos and the scuttering things that trespass against your cheek, bring back the brush of your loved one's lips. Wrapped in the fetid stench of the leavings of a million bats, recollect the warmth of bacon and eggs at sunrise. Lost in the blackest maze, bring to mind each cracked and canted cement square of the sidewalk." Murfin urged us to bring to mind the sidewalk leading home. It is so trite and so true that there is always, always more than just impending doom, more than the darkness, more than the things to fear. The challenge is to see those things, not to ignore the hard places, but not to let them become all that we see, not to let them overwhelm us. Fighting that dragonfly, that quiet thing of beauty, is tremendously important, especially now. How we do that will be different for each of us, but it's what will keep us grounded and functional in the days and months and even years ahead. Music or yoga class, a book that shifts our focus, a long walk, laughter with friends, whatever it is that keeps us balanced and centered, we will need to pay attention to. Noticing the dragonfly and appreciating it will matter a great deal. And there will be dragonflies. The strength and companionship among those gathered in this room may well be one of those sources of hope and beauty and delight. And finding the sidewalk leading home, that will be hugely important too. Moving forward somehow and not losing hope. Another poem comes to mind. It's by William Safford, who wrote, "There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what it is that you're pursuing, and you have to explain about the thread, but it is hard for others to see sometimes. But while you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen, people get hurt or die, and you suffer and get old. Nothing you do can stop time's unfolding, but don't ever let go of that thread." Finding that thread, that thing that is the core of your life, that thing that gives you hope, and holding on to it, looking for the sidewalk leading home. These things always matter, but even more when we're inside a metaphorical deep cave where no light seeps, or when events that seem like tragedies happen. Holding on to the thread of what is most important to each of us and keeping it strong, that will be critical in finding our way forward. For many of us, part of that threat is this community. The love and companionship, strength and inspiration that we find here is part of what will help us move forward. Our individual spiritual practice will matter, whether that means meditation in the morning or a long walk or singing or whatever. The places where we each find solace, the ways in which we find balance and sources of inspiration that we can turn to will matter a great deal in the future. So it will matter also to support the organizations and activities that further the ideals that we believe in, that will help us to push back despair and helplessness. If protection of the natural world matters to you, supporting organizations that share that goal may be even more essential in the coming days. Singing in a choir or picking up trash, bringing food to the hungry or visiting the sick, these things matter now and tomorrow, and they'll matter next year too. All of these things strengthen the webs that support each of us and further the values that we hold. Each of us chooses what has personal meaning, and none of us, of course, can support every cause. But it seems more important than ever to be involved in organizations that reflect our values, your values. Whether it's with money or involvement or education, the things any of us can do that help to build a sidewalk home for ourselves and our community are crucial. Tending to the things that strengthen the threads that weave our lives together is especially important now. They'll help to push back any sense of helplessness, and they matter. Remembering the good and the strength, the beauty and the power that each of us has, still has, and will have in the coming days and years, those things make a difference. And the good and strength and beauty and power that we can create together matters even more. Somehow we need to keep moving forward, keep some bit of hope alive. And this has always been true. Whatever the future brings and however the elections might have gone, there would still be challenges to face. There may be more now. Another poem, and if it sounds familiar, it's because it's in my column in this month's newsletter. I won't ask how many of you have already read it. The poem is by Denise Levertov, and it's called For the New Year 1981. It was written as our country prepared to inaugurate Ronald Reagan. She wrote, "I have a small grain of hope, one small crystal that gleams clear colors out of transparency. I need more. I break off a fragment of hope to send to you. Please take this grain of hope so that mine won't shrink. Please share your fragment so that yours will grow. Only so by division will hope increase like a clump of irises, which will cease to flower unless you distribute the clustered roots, unlikely sources, clumsy and earth-covered, of grace. Hope increases when we share it. If we hide in a cave and say, I'm hopeful, that won't make much difference. We have seen fear increase, certainly. We've seen hatred increase quickly, for many reasons. We've seen grief and loss grow, too, in so many places. But hope and joy and beauty can increase too. Separating a clump of irises creates more beauty. Sharing grains of hope lifts each of our hearts too. Some of those grains of hope are evident in this room. The strength of community, the beauty of connection, the power of love. Righteous rage may help us confront some of the changes that may be promulgated in the coming months. But if we confront them only with rage, we will be consumed by the same hatred that we have seen so much of recently. We will need somehow to confront those things with love. Not mushy hearts and flowers love, but courageous love, the kind of love that protects its young, love that insists on honesty and integrity, love that fights for justice and inclusion for all people, love that connects us to one another, and gives us hope and companionship and even joy. The next months and years, I suspect, will quite likely be difficult ones for our country and for many of us, maybe even us personally. Vast uncertainties abound always, but so do possibilities. So breathe, work together, sow grains of hope and scatter them all over the place. Act from love and compassion and fierce determination. Reject hatred and fear and cultivate places of beauty and joy. And walk on, or at least stumble toward the sidewalk. Maybe even help to build the sidewalk that leads us towards home. Amen.